Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. And I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he, him male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. I want to go back a bit, and I want you to underline these words if the Bible belongs unto you. Can you do me a favor and underline this word? Image, likeness, dominion, and subdue. The Bible belongs unto you. Underline these four powerful words, and then we preach. Image, likeness, dominion, and subdue. Let's read it in our country, Namaya. We are bombarded. Amen. Putting your destiny into God's hands. So I try to look at, if you look at that word, that's one word, destiny. That's where we get destination from. Hallelujah. What would Allah help us to understand that? And destiny, which is D-E-S-I-G-I-N-E-D. Hallelujah. And then the word destiny, they are three words in combination. When we say we are taking, we are going to a certain destination, it means that, say we call a media, not a rabbit, and not a rabbit person, we are sharing the word of a new one, and then we are going to do one more. Hallelujah. A blessing which he said for a journey. Our lifestyle is a journey. Hallelujah. Destiny, the meaning of destiny. I tried to look into the dictionary. Intended for some special purpose. Destiny, which is D-E-S-I-T-I-N-E-D. Intended for special purpose. Or intended by faith. F-A-T. Hallelujah. Destiny. Destiny, the word destiny. That which might be or have to happen. That which might be or had to happen. Who said the message to move people? Amen. Our destiny is something that must happen or that might be. Amen. And our thing is that we are trying to put our destiny into God's hands. It means that there is a journey ahead of us. I want to go over. You won't be asking yet to say one. Hallelujah. If you take your time and look at the first Bible reading, the second one we just read, the Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28, if you take your time and read it very much well, you see that God had a destination or destiny for us. Hallelujah.
and I think more of the world. No
war.
No war. A shepherd, and I think a grandmother will ever be known. And I think more of a man. He did not just create that.
Hallelujah.
That's what God created us for in his own image. What are we talking about the image of God here? Do that doesn't mean that I look like God.
This time?
No. But the Bible says we are created in the image of God. So what are the image of God meaning?
Hallelujah.
Like I said before, God did not just set up what he said,
I want to create the world, just create the world.
He had a reason. Amen. So the first thing we have to look at the image of God is written. And we have to go for 20 years. What do we have?
Hallelujah.
Many of us say, you're not a child, how are you a brother? You're never a brother. We should have a reason for doing so many things that we do in our life. So, you and I have the image of God because we must or we do reason. So, what if you ask me, you know what? You know what?
Hallelujah. It means you plan to fail, you fail to plan. Or you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Hallelujah. So the image of God, the first thing we do is to look at the reasoning. God reasoning has a reason why he created this world. God is a creativity man.
Just like a door swing.
Amen. God is a creativity.
the likeness. Are we like God? Somebody say no, the answer is yes.
We have the image of God, yes. Amen. Do we have the likeness of God? Yes. We're talking about God's character. When we talk about the likeness of God, it's about God's character. And God is true.
That's what with the Bible means, the likeness. Everybody is true. Hallelujah.
God is faithful God. Everybody is true. Amen. Do we have that in us? Yes.
You say that they will be. Yes, we have the faithfulness in us. Amen. Amen. It's not everybody, but we do.
I'll use America as a typical example. If you marry and you are faithful to your wife, you are faithful to your husband,
the marriage lasts forever, and there's always joy and happiness. Hallelujah.
So, what do you pray? You will go on. I want to know. And so,
I want to know.
And people do that. A bit would be it.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about faithfulness. A bit would be it. And you so much to be a young man. Somewhere in the right way, you put the law in the right way. Oh, yeah, faithful, say, Uncle Boy, your man, I'm a young man.
Hallelujah.
That's
what we say. God promises yes and no. And I just share God with this one. You can just look at it. You have the power to set the right.
We don't
authority. We don't have power. You are not able to subdue. I don't anything that you have or what member or what idea you can do. We don't have the ability to subdue that fleshness.
Hallelujah.
But God did not make you like this.
Amen.
Let's look Joseph as a typical example. Who put his destiny into the hands of God? What did the shepherd
and I say? That way.
The crab here, I shall run this out. Amen. Joseph opened his eyes and looked at them. This is not who I'm supposed to be. What's the obedience of the destiny measure of Anissa? Hey, who must I read?
Can you support money? I don't know about it. I can be Joseph better. And I can be here to move you. Hallelujah.
But Joseph saw himself that I have the image of God in me, I have the likeness of God in me. God has given me authority to dominate. God has given the authority to subdue. Hallelujah. My destiny is not going to be in this house. Amen. Me grab your hand and that's a shepherd and yet to say, me for your own be your second boyfriend.
Now the master, you are a friend. Hallelujah. Me the prosa. Amen. Me the prosa. Also a prosa. Hallelujah.
Let's look to yourself very well. He could have taken advantage on that and put his destiny into anyone's hands. No, quite say, what did the shepherd and shake the panzer?
Hallelujah.
He had an opportunity to put his destiny into that woman's hand, to lie with her, and therefore, what about the same who said will happen to go on in that house?
So, this is how I'm right. And the papa, oh, hold it, but what happened to me? So, the God of God does not mean a so. Hallelujah.
Now, what dead day you could know? I'm a little man, and this man also said, Joseph, I am now with you. No, no, why?
Amen.
Joseph refused to put his destiny into a woman's hand, another human being.
He rather said, well, I'm not doing this. Amen. I'm not doing this.
God did not make me to be somebody's second
husband or boyfriend
or whatever. I'm better than that. Amen. So I'm not doing it. I know God has blessed me. He said, I'm ready to show me. So my son, I am a radio catcher. I said, make my jelly packets here. Yes, and if you have just a million packets of you, but if you want to watch the case here, and that you are not saying, yeah, and when you pay your number, you know, and what I want to get here.
Amen. You can be a boss in the house, but be the boss in the house and be the boss in the country. Which one do you want? And if you don't want to get so,
but the day I'm interested. And my mind ever put on, hallelujah.
Therefore, if you are here to put your destiny into God's hands, I want to make my message very short. And I'll ask you enough for us to pray, hallelujah. If you are ready to put your destiny into God's hands, you are not going to be who you see yourself. And show who you move on with me, hallelujah.
And many people are, and we are going to tell you what the mouth is, and what I said, people are answer. For share the minister,
hallelujah.
And then I had a yes, but to China, I ready to pay down.
Amen.
Joseph, yes, he's good at. But he dominated.
Oh, he dominated what? The last. The banana for Obama, the scholar, would say, that's what I call it. I don't call it scholarship. I call it scholar books. Because my name is good.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm going to spoil a book. How can you just see the show?
Yes, I'm not going to see it. If you're going to put it here, but he refused. And he said, we know the young ones, even those of us adults, hallelujah. If you are going to place our destiny into our God, then you know that you're a shepherd, and a shepherd is a and not a head day, or snap, or be picked up. And then the wind yet to my watch now. Oh, come back with me, hallelujah.
Hey, young ones, I'm coming to you. Because the program was for you. So I'm going to come down and talk to you. Yesterday we met here. We had the opportunity for them to talk to us. Oh, we had that day. And then I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. Then you're my mom. I'm going to catch you here. If you want to have my sister, you want to have my mom. You want to have my mom. You want to have my mom. You want to have my mom.
Hallelujah. But in all that, don't rely on those things.
Amen.
Amen. In all that, don't rely on those things. Because you know when questions was young, His destiny was protected by who? The man and the lion. But when he grew up, he found out that no, this is not who I am.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to place my destiny in the hands of Pharaoh's house. I'd rather place my destiny in the hands of God. Hallelujah. So the Bible says he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. I'm going to give you a look at the second one. But what is the one who said, yes, you're going to be a second one? Send me. Amen. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? What do you think God has for you? Hallelujah. That God has something low for you or something big for you. I don't have anything, I just see your head. Amen. But what was your name?
You know, when I had the rest of you, I've got the hammer of training.
Hallelujah. And when you are getting up to the same day, you need also to raise them. So when that thing can be left on this snow.
You know, I've got the hammer of training.
I've been to school before. Then I had a policy. Then you should have made it. And it's a very strong policy. If you want to influence you, I'd rather influence you. Amen. I'd rather influence you. I have that strong mentality. It never changed.
I will influence you, and I will influence you to be a better person.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to influence you to be somebody or you lost your way.
I will influence you to be a better person. Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care.
Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you. And you're just going to put this in your passport. Because your head is fear. Your head is dealing with fear. Passport is not for the enemy. Oh, what can I do in the passport? Hallelujah.
So I will influence you, I will never go and let you go. Hey, it's a protester, I'm in Ayaka.
Because I have a purpose for life. It is only ready so they share the idea, I'm not going to get back. I'm never going to share the idea. It is only that I'm sure that if you are, and never make a choice of pronunciation. Voila, Obeba. And you go school, Mr. Ramo.
So what do I do for a senior court this square? Can't that is something I'd rather have more as a disco person. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, a clown.
I'm a clown.
Clown,
Hallelujah.
You have a destiny for where to get
high. Oh, potential boy.
I don't say no, that you are destined for something bigger. And rather than the number of people, so we can say, amen.
Now I'm to school. Yes, I'm a clown. Amen. But that's what the youth are saying, the story is so. Hallelujah.
Everything is good. The man is here. I don't know what you're writing. He said, was here, and
Obama will be here. Amen. Don't hush. Amen. Last week, the message was that make what? Quality, wise decisions, and quality work. Or I'll turn it around. Wise choices and quality decisions. I did that all year round. But let's say it if I talk. Now, what is it? I just said that shit. The big new year. And I say a new year. But I don't want to say a radic and wow. A radic and cow. What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? Hallelujah. God brought it upon your life.
Amen.
Because he made you in his image, he made you in his likeness. And therefore, my destiny to be a better.
Amen.
Your destiny is not too small.
Amen.
And I can't wait to say it to
you. Or what's that? Amen. So receive that, you are a blessed child. And therefore, a blessed child does not put his or her
destiny into another human being's hand. But we rather place it in God's hand. That which is blessed.